I think we'll play a few songs. Simon's going to do a few acoustic. And I think we're going to end with the last song they did on this at the show. And it's like a 12-minute whipping post. So, you know, you...
That's it.
Fellow punks out there, if you detest Allman Brothers, you can now change the station. Well, Simon, I'm just about to play it.
12-minute whipping post. I think that's what the DJs used to call a bathroom break song.
Yes. I have heard that. So funny. It's happening. Okay, 91.5 WMFO Medford. And away we go. The Allman Brothers final note. Oh, concert is at Painters Mill Music Fair, Owen Mills, Maryland, on October 17th, 1971. That was a few months old. All right, here we go.
Testing. One. Testing.
Simon says that will not last.
Thank you. sort of limber and where y'all feel sort of fit.
Is the mics louder than the music? Or is it okay? What do you think? Yeah. Is it all right? Oh, he's asleep.
WMFON Medford, listening to the Allman Brothers, Dwayne Allman's last show back in 71. Is that him speaking right there, Simon? Simon was there recording it with his cousin. You know, the guy speaking there, do you think it was Dwayne or Greg?
I think it was mostly Dwayne.
Yeah. Did he do most of the singing at the time?
No, Greg was.
That's what I thought, but yeah. I wasn't sure, yeah. Great stuff. I just thought I'd, just curious. And when I'm curious about something, I probably half the listeners are, too.
It's your show, man.
Yeah. All right. Well, we will continue. And we're going to be right back with Simon. And you're going to do some acoustic. Tell us about you and Kelly. Right?
Sure.
All right. Sometimes I lose where I am altogether. Yeah.
Tell me why the fall in heaven.
And we're going to do Elmore James' Did Somebody Wrong.
WMFO in Medford. I'm hanging out with Simon Ritt, Bootleg Dan. We're just checking out some Allman Brothers band from 1971. Dwayne Allman's last show, which Simon Ritt attended, and his cousin recorded this. Like, just crazy, crazy. And you can find the final note yourself. They did. They weren't idiots. They went and they sold it.
They went and they sold it. You can even get it on peach-colored vinyl.
Wow.
Sold it, got credit. That's awesome. Yeah, go find it. The Allman Brothers Band. I'm holding a CD here, so somehow you can get a CD. The final note. We will play a little more from that, but I'm gonna play one long last. We'll do their it's probably their encore, Whipping Post, from '71 with Dwayne, just in a little bit. But Simon, you had something you wanted to share with us?
Well, like they said, we're gonna do an old Elmore James song now. You know,
oh, cool.
I'm no Allman Brothers, but then again, there is no Allman Brothers. So just thought I'd have a little fun about the acoustic here, and I've loved this song since I was a kid. And I hope I do it a little bit of justice. Has told my baby caught that train and gone. Well, the bell has told my baby caught that train and gone. Well, it's all my fault. I must have done somebody wrong. Everything that happens, you know I am to blame. Everything that happens, you know I am to blame. Gonna buy myself a coffin, gonna dig myself a grave. Here we go. Said Simon, a day will surely come. I wouldn't listen to her, I had to have my fun. Well, the bell has tolled, my baby caught that train and gone. I guess it's all my fault, I must have done somebody wrong. They say it's all my fault, you know I went and done some wrong. Well, it's all my fault, I guess I done somebody wrong.
Woo! Wow, that was like we rehearsed that. Simon, I'm sure he rehearsed a little for that because that was fantastic.
Well, thank you very much. A great song by the great Elmore James as interpreted by the great Allman Brothers Band.
I'm on Elmore James. Isn't he a writer? I'm thinking of Elmore Leonard. Elmore James, obviously known for the blues, right?
Yes, sir. A blues man.
Wouldn't be rock and roll without them. Support your local blues masters.
You know, I learned to, from great bands like the Allman Brothers and, of course, the Rolling Stones and so many others. You know, you work your way backwards from those bands. Like, who's this Muddy Waters? Who's this Elmer James?
Yes.
And then you start listening to the originals. It's like, holy cow.
Yeah. That's, you're talking about half of my life. That's what I do. It's research. Crap, I have questions about. 91.5 WMFO at Medford. So we'll continue and we'll come back to talk to Simon some more. Well, first we'll come back and we'll talk to Bootleg Dan a little about what he has going on. Then we'll talk to Simon some more and play some brand new Darlings, right?
Looking forward to it.
Sounds good. Okay. Everyone ready to go down to the whipping post? We're going to do it with Greg and Dwayne. Allman Brothers style. 91.5 WMFO 1971. Dwayne's last show.
Thank you. 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Turn it off.
Yeah, shit, it's on.
This is Greg Allman, and you're listening to WMFO 91.5 FM.
Good idea. As Mr. Allman said himself, 91.5 WMFO in Medford. I enjoy that thoroughly. I mean, I know the recording wasn't great, but it was the last like thing Dwayne Allman did.
It's historical. That's what it's all about, man. Yes. I collect the bootlegs. It's a historical show.
And our good friend Simon was there. That's just amazing. Great stuff. And what we just heard right afterwards, that was Johnny Thunders' "Are You Living?" And now. It's not time for the Boston Groovy News Report yet. I think I'm going to do that last today. But it is the time for Bootleg Dan Presents Stuff. My new segment.
All right. Hey, thanks, Brian. Thank you. All right. Hey, I'm going to start out with Sammy's Patio tonight. My good friend Stu Ginsburg has put this show together. And if you don't know who the Dreadnoughts are, you need to check them out. They're doing punk polka sea shanties. They're playing with the Hub City Stompers from New Jersey, a great ska band. And they're playing with a local band called the Poor Men. So go out and see that. It's Sammy's tonight. Tomorrow, got a great show. Playing at the Worthing Attic up in Lowell. Kelly Knapp and Simon Ritt, who's sitting next to me here, with Cliff Wagner's trio. Unbelievably good guy, man. He's played with Mike Younger several times. You definitely got to see him. Get there early. Good drink, good food, good vibe. Great place. And then on Thursday at the Burren, I talked about this earlier. I'm going to keep talking about it. At the Burren, I have got early show, 6 o'clock doors, 6:15, The False Positives. If you don't know who Dave Harrison is, you really do need to know who he is, because he is a great singer-songwriter. He's got this amazing band called The False Positives. And then a band I am very fond of. I manage this band, The Sins from New York City. And they haven't been around in a while, and they are going on at 7:15. Get there, check them out. Brand new single called Woman Child on Gem Records.
Hey, Cindy.
You gotta see this band live. Cindy is a force of nature, and Henry just kills it on guitar. Ann has to play in bass, and we've got Pat Carpenter playing drums, who played with Mickey Lee, Joey Ramone's brother's band. And then not to be missed, also...
Who I've seen, they're great, and got to meet Mickey.
Awesome. Right, yeah, nice guy. Yeah. And then Freeloader. And you all know who Nat Freeburg is. He played with every band in town. He's a legend in this town. He's got Jim Donato playing drums. He's got Charles Hanson playing guitar. And John playing bass. What a great show. Please come out and see it. Go buy your tickets now. Because could sell out. You might be out of luck. So, from there, we're going to go right to Friday. On October 11th. Thursday night at Buckley's in Long Island. I got the Mike Younger Band with, he's going to have a bass player and a drummer playing with Roadkill. Great country band from Long Island.
Yeah, I've heard of them.
Yeah, they're really good. And then Friday night at the Parkside, my home away from home, a Mike Younger Band with the Tree Huggers from Nashville playing with Jackie Puppet and George Gilmore, which is going to be a great show. Great Americana show that night at the Parkside, which is one of my favorite places to see music. And then Sunday, October 13th, back over at the Worthing, I've got Captain Easy Chord and John Plankton and the Sea Monsters.
Oh, Johnny Plankton?
Johnny Plankton.
That's Richard Mursky.
Yes.
He was supposed to be my guest last week. He got involved with something else. I forgive him thoroughly. I see what he needed to do. And we'll reschedule that.
Yeah, so he's going to be playing, and I got a special guest. I'm not even going to tell you who it is. You're just going to have to come up and check it out. And then also that night, Mike Younger and the Tree Huggers are going to be playing the Kerouac Festival at the Worthing as well.
Cool.
That's going to be a lot of fun. And then the big tour, I've been talking about this. You're going to keep hearing about it because it's... To me, it's one of the biggest tours of the fall, and I'm so glad to be involved in it. Starting on Thursday night, October 24th, I have the Cocktail Slippers and Stupidity, opening night of the tour, playing at the Alchemy in Providence with a great Boston band called the Why Nots. The next night, they're at the Burn in Boston, in Davis Square, Somerville. And they're playing, again, the Cocktail Slippers and Stupidity with one of my all-time favorite bands here in town, the Chelsea Curve. Next night, Bayside Bowl in Portland. And they're playing definitely with one of my favorite bands, Muck and the Myers. I've been going to see Muck and the Myers ever since my days when I first got here at the Abbey Lounge. They used to play the Abbey Lounge religiously. Seemed like every week I was over there seeing them. And Tiger Bomb. Legendary Portland band. So that's going to be a killer show. On Sunday the 27th, they're going to be at the Music Room, the Cocktail Slippers and Stupidity, with another great band from Boston, Stop Calling Me Frank. They've been around for 40 years, and they're going to be opening up for the Cocktail Slippers. So they're very excited about that. Tuesday the 29th, at Cafe 9, again, Cocktail Slippers and Stupidity playing with The Sins. The first time The Sins will be playing at Cafe 9 on Gem Records. Great new song, Woman Child. Then from there, a couple nights I'm going to take off from the Cocktail Slippers to be hosting the IPO over at the Square Root on the 30th and the 31st. And then back on tour with the Cocktail Slippers. We're going to be playing at Randy's Cave in Jersey. Just the Cocktail Slippers and Stupidity. The next night, the Cocktail Slippers are going to be playing the Parkside Lounge with Stupidity and Palmyra Del Rey and The Sins Again playing with them. So, and then one more show with the Cocktail Slippers at Drew's Place, house party up in Northern Jersey. So I want everybody to come out and see the Cocktail Slippers. If you saw them last year, you're going to love them.
They'll be on that show too, right?
They're going to be on Brian's show on the 26th. They will be here with Brian, front and center.
And we won't be wearing any pants.
And by the way, earlier in the day, their Stupidity is going to be my Mike and Mike. Mike on the mic. So, nice.
Good guys. I know them.
Yeah. Stupidity hasn't been here in a couple of years. I started out with Stupidity.
Stockholm, right?
Yeah. They're from Stockholm, Sweden. I started out with Stupidity when I first was working with Justine and Red on Red Records. Justine introduced me to the Stupidity, and I said, I want to go out on the road with them. And they took me out on the road with Key String of the Fleshtones, and I had a ball. So I am totally looking forward to them coming back and playing with the Cocktail Slippers. So please, buy your tickets now. Every one of those shows is going to sell out. I guarantee it. That's probably the hottest tour of the fall.
Great. We only got time for a little more.
Brian. Appreciate it.
We're going to play a brand new Darling song right now. Here's something from Simon. What are you going to play? You going to play something else or just talk?
Let's just hear something new that we recorded real quickly. This is a song. It's called Devil's Night. This is the Darlings as a band. You know, when Kelly and I started out and we didn't have a band and we hadn't even played any live gigs, the first time we ever performed in public in any venue was right here on Mikey D's show on The Town. On The Town, his Wednesday night show promoted local music.
That was the first show I started on here.
And I wrote a little semi-autobiographical tune recounting our first experience ever playing before anybody. And this is before we had a band or anything. We were just a two-piece, and we'll be a two-piece again tomorrow up at the Worth and Attic. But as Dan was announcing, we hope a lot of people will show up for that. And this, I just have to say, besides featuring, once again, I named them all earlier, but our great band, Billy, Norman, Ed, we also have to credit our engineer slash producer, Jazz Abbott, runs Small Pond Studios in Georgetown, Mass. And I can't tell you, he's just like a sixth member of the band. He's just a great collaborator, very enthusiastic, very encouraging, and very knowledgeable, technically great guy. And he put together this demo, this hard copy for us at next to last minute. So I really appreciate that. A big shout out to Jazz. So here's our little tribute to WMFO Devil's Night.
Thank you very much, Simon. Oh, by the way, I think we only have time for one, Darlings. Is that okay? Okay. I just want to thank you very much for coming in. It was an absolute pleasure, as it always is when you come in.
Oh, it's always a blast to be here, Brian. And I just, you know, I'm sitting here with two of the biggest supporters of local music in town, and I can't say enough about the work that both you and Bootleg Dan do promoting local music and music that's maybe a little off the radar.
Thanks very much, Simon. I appreciate it. It was a pleasure working with the Darlings back in the days, and here we are going around again and doing it still.
I can't express how much gratitude I have for you, Simon, and bringing these things to me. And I would play both Darling songs, singles, brand new, that you brought me today, but I do have other obligations. I need to do the Boston Groupie News Report before 3. So that will come on right after this. Everyone's welcome to stay throughout. You can comment on that if you want. And yes, this one's brand new from the Darlings. And you go see them. Where the Natick? When?
Where the Natick? Tomorrow night, 4
tomorrow
o'clock.
Night. If I had a car, I'd definitely go. Simon. I would. I'm never. I know BS with anyone.
It's a great place. You know it. You were just there recently. Great food. Great.
Oh, burgers. I love it. I go there just to go there. Just, even if there wasn't a band there,
just to eat.
It's just fun. You know. It's a very historical building. Dan mentioned Jack Kerouac earlier. He used to frequent there. Edgar Allan Poe used to stay there. I'm sure they got drunk there. You know?
Oh, yeah. He used to drink there for
Alexander
sure.
Willie Alexander used to drink there.
Yeah. There you go. Well, that will be legendary, too.
And Bob Dylan. Bob Dylan was up there with the Rolling Thunder Review when it came to town.
Very, very cool. Let's check this one out. It's Devil's Night. Hey, we got Devil's Night coming up October 31st, right? Some may call it that. I don't know. I call it All Hallows Eve.
That was the first night we played here. It was the night of the perfect storm, too. It was Devil's Night. And
I was working at Procter & Gamble at the time in Quincy. My car almost sailed away. They would not let me leave. Parking lot was just flooded.
We had trouble finding the place, but that's in the song.
Oh, man, funny stuff. Everyone remembers where they were during that perfect storm, right? 91.5 WM. Well, at the time, we all called it the no-name storm, remember?
I think it wasn't called the perfect storm until the movie came out.
Until the movie. Yeah. We all called it the no-name storm because they didn't, you know, usually they named something that big, but it just came out of nowhere. All right. 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Boston Groupie News. Report coming up right after Darlings. WMFO in Medford.
Sometimes it doesn't seem so long ago. Playing guitars up at MFO. It wasn't far, but we still lost our way. It wasn't the last time we'd be late. We made our entrance on the devil's night. The perfect storm was blowing right outside. But we were rocking like a hurricane. We were on the down and out of the rain.
And say something, Al. You're on the air.
All right. Gotta go. Just like you. But thanks for having me on. And great show. And keep it up. See you later.
Thanks, Al. Yeah, a lot of good things to see. But yes, he's right. I'm looking at the time and going, holy F, do I even have time for this? But Boston Groupie News Report. You don't give us your bad retort. my voice is a little gone. Dan, forgive me. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. What is it, the 6th? Dan? Dan?
Yeah?
Is it the 6th?
Yes, it is.
Oh, October.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It is the 5th. 5th. It's the 5th.
Oh, I might have did those birthdays a day early. Freddie Mercury, birthday is tomorrow. Maybe Brian's is today, though, I think.
Brian's is today.
Yeah, and Roger Waters is tomorrow. I was thinking it was the 6th. Silly me. We'll get it right next week. No prep, folks. This is all just by the seat of our pants and on a limb, what we're thinking and feeling and letting you hear it out, right? So, yeah, the 5th, real quick. Plymouth Punk Rock Halloween Market, over 60 vendors selling weird stuff for weird people and live music by Diablogado, St. James, and the Heretics. And there'll be a costume contest. And tarot readings, Mayflower Brewery Company, Plymouth. There's a Facebook page there at bostongroupienews.com. Music Farm, Happy Little Clouds, Daylilies, Ruby Grove are at the Jungle tonight. Dreadnoughts, Hub City Stompers, and the Poor Men are at Sammy's Patio in Revere tonight, I think. There's Facebook pages for these things, so you can look at the times. Also going on, the Wormtown Ska Show of 2024 with an incredible lineup. Brunt of It, COB, Degenerates of Punk, Green Street Fiends, Public Serpents, Ex-Choking Victim. Wow. That's at the Raven Music Hall. Oh, I played that. It's a cool place, actually. Go check it out. And Worcester, the Facebook page right there. Thursday, Davila 666, Las Noobs, Ladrones, Gossip Caller. That's all at Deep Cuts in Medford. Also Thursday, the False Positives with the Sins.
Yo.
And Freeloader, as we've been telling you. Bootleg Dan presents it
false
all
positives
at the Burren. And Thursday and Friday, I'm going to this. Barrence Whitfield, Liz Prateau, and Mark Bell star in sci-fi rock opera. I mean, that's all my favorite things, maybe except for opera. this is called Beasties, a world premiere live on stage with choral cast, I guess, and band. Regent Theater, Arlington, 6 p.m. doors, 7 p.m. showtime. And, yeah, Barrence Whitfield has a part in this, as I just said, Mark Bell. And I think it was all written by Gary Summers, who I know. He does, like, the Comic-Con thing around here.
Yeah, Wex Rex.
Good guy. So, I'm going. Somebody offered me a front row seat. Gotta go. And we literally have to go. Give me a second, I'll let you know. Okay. So for all this and more, go to WMFO.org. I'll be back next week at 1 p.m. I don't have my schedule in front of me, but I think I got a pretty tight schedule, and somebody great will come. I don't let them in the door if they're not great. just kidding. I know a lot of people who are mediocre. So, until next time, thanks, guys. Thanks. Yeah, like Dan. Thanks, thanks, Simon. Yeah, right. Thanks to all the listeners. MFO. See ya.
You.